Hey, is your dad the one with the big fish?
Yep.
What do you think about him having the biggest fish?
Well, I'm really proud of him because this is the first derby that he's ever caught a fish for.
What is your name?
Julian Combs.
How old are you?
9.
Okay, 5 o'clock, derby. We're done.
Derby's over.
My name is Thomas Combs. I'm pretty happy, yeah.
What happened when you caught the fish? Where were you? Like, what were you thinking?
I was just north of town, actually very close by, and it was a very nice little fight. I mean, it took about a half hour or so, and he took off a couple times just right under the surface of the water for like 50 yards or so. I could see him just like a torpedo going straight away from me, and I was afraid he would break the leader or get the hooks out, but he didn't, and I had to try a couple times to net him because I was by myself, and my net got tangled up in my spare rod, but I eventually got him, and then it was nice to see him laying on the deck of the boat. So.
This is your first derby?
No, I participated last year as well, and the year before, I never caught one that was of legal size, so this year was my redemption. I got three fish entered in the derby this year, and one of them was the big one, so you never know. It's great. I can't believe it. Yeah.
What is your name?
Dan Vick. We had one yesterday that hit hard and went underneath the boat. And he took out line, and when I grabbed the pole, he took the two hooks with him. He broke the line, so I figured he bit down on the leader there and broke the line. So I would have liked to know what that one was. That one got away.
Do you do the derby every year?
We've been doing it for a long time, yeah. I used to be on the committee for 5-6 years, too, so... I'm the one that has the thing in there that says clip it or lose it. I didn't clip the fin one year. And I've been getting heck from everybody since then. Commercial guys need to clip the fin. Otherwise, they could, say, on Tuesday or Wednesday, go sell the fish that they caught during the derby, and that isn't the idea. The idea is it's a sport fish caught. So to make us guys that are commercial legal, we clip the fin. And it's a big fin on the back. We take off. And by doing that, we can't sell them, which makes it fair to everybody. But one year, I forgot to do it, and I was so excited because I had the biggest fish and lost it.
What is your name?
Boston Reed.
Caleb Cullum.
My name's Tyson.
My name's Tyson.
Okay, nice to meet you. And so how did the year go, or how did the weekend go?
It was pretty slow. Pretty darn slow, but we had fun.
Did you bring these guys out with you?
The whole time, yep. Yep, they were out on the boat for a long time. We had a blast.
Did you get bored?
Yeah.
No. You had lots of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just a good excuse to get out.
I guess I just like the family time that it brings, you know, being on the boat and stuff. But, I don't know, it's a rush to catch the big fish, so I like that. But other than that, a bunch of snacks. That's about it. Lots of coffee. Yep. So, I mean, it's just a good time the whole time. So, I just like it all.
How many did you get?
We got two, but they're both small.
Where were you when you caught these guys?
In a special secret place where fish swim.
Rich Thompson. Yeah, it's fun every day. Every year my daughter comes up for it. So we just spend that time visiting, just anchor up. And, you know, it's almost... about the only time I get to see her. We live on other sides of the country, and she fished with me when she was a little baby, you know, spent every summer on the boat. And yeah, except next year, I don't know. I think she's going to be living on the East Coast. So yeah, that's, you know, the main reason I do it. And, you know, if she doesn't make it, I'll have to figure that out next year.
I got it on the line, and it fought like man, and it just took my line, and it went with it, and to just hold it, you know, and try to keep the energy with it to keep it on the line, and then finally managed to get it. It was awesome. It was a real thrill. Oh. Had a lot of fun. Just being in the derby was awesome. I didn't need to get the biggest fish to be thrilled.
And we ate it last night, and it was terrific. We shared it with some friends, and we had a wonderful meal.
So what are you guys' names again?
Jim and Eva Ekberg.
And where are you guys from?
San Antonio, Texas. We've been several places all over the world. We were in the Air Force for 30 years, and got to see a lot of places. And I have to say, this has got to be at the top of the list.